Hi, my name is Monty Rowland. I'm with Monty Gear in Sanford, North Carolina. And today is Saturday, October 28th, 2017. Today I had the privilege of hunting on a friend's property in Chatham County, North Carolina. Today is also the first day of black powder season. However, I'm not a black powder kind of guy. So today was a bow day. I brought my compound bow, which definitely requires a little more stealth. And one of the things I did today was I removed the hard quiver from the bow, which I've carried for a while. And the hard quiver allowed me to carry 6 arrows that were stowed in the quiver, and the quiver's screwed onto the bow, which is kind of handy. The downsides to it are that when you're moving through any kind of brush or briars or anything like that, your arrows are just, seems like, catch a lot of stuff. And it's a little more to manage in the tree stand because your bow is physically bigger because of the addition of the quiver and the arrows. As you're hauling it up into the tree stand, you know, it's one more thing to catch on the way up. So there's things I like about it in that it's really, really easy to use. And there's things I don't like about it in that it's easy to catch on stuff and this kind of issue. So when we got the opportunity to pick up the Quiet Quiver product, it seemed pretty cool. And spent a little bit of time with it on top of the mountain a while back, but haven't spent the day hunting with it. So I wanted to do that. So that was today. So I took the quiver off my bow. And I will say that when you remove the hard quiver off your bow, do it at home. Because if you forget to do it at home, and it's O-Dark 30, and you're standing in the dark by the truck, and you unscrew that quiver and don't realize you unscrewed the catch nut on the back side, and that falls down, and it's black, and it's dark, and it's early. Probably best take that quiver off at home, the hard quiver. It took me a little while to find that nut. Found it though, so life's good. So we've got the Quiet Quiver, and I wanted to take that. And the Quiet Quiver is kind of like a single strap backpack, but it's just big enough to hold your arrows and a couple of real small pockets. One of the pockets was intended as a bowstring pocket for longbow shooters. What it allows you to do is to get the arrows off your bow, and cuts down your visual signature as well. So when you're in a tree stand and you've got 6 fletchings or 3 fletchings or how many ever you have in your quiver, and you move your bow, you're taking those brightly colored fletchings and you're waving them in front of the deer. The Quiet Quiver hides those fletchings inside the quiver, so you're not adding that visual signature to your repertoire. Instead, you've got a fairly quiet way to hold that. So here's some things I learned with actually taking this out in the field. One is that, of course, it's one more thing to manage on your back. So if you're carrying a hunting pack that has calls in it, my line to pull my bow up, the tree stand, snacks, what have you, then it's something you've got to figure out how you're going to manage both of them. Because if you just throw this over one shoulder, then I don't like that because it's constantly moving around. If you put it over two shoulders, then you've got a strap that's going underneath your pack or over your pack. So that's, you know, how are you going to kind of rig that? And the other option is that you can use the strap and connect it to the strap, unsnap the strap and connect it to straps on some hunting packs that are meant to hold a quiver. So that's an option, depending on your what type of hunting pack you use. Or maybe you sew something on, or Velcro or zip tie something on that allows you to snap your quiver into your pack. And that's really nice. I haven't done that yet, but it seems like that'd be pretty easy to do just looking at everything. Once you get the quick quiver situated on your back, to where you're comfortable with how you've kind of rigged everything up, which one's on, which strap goes where, and so forth, then it's light enough weight that you really don't notice the weight. The arrows are light, the quiver's light. It's just not a big weight penalty. Some nice things are that once you get up in your tree stand, you can unsnap the quiet quiver, and snap that to a carabiner off your tree belt or off your tree stand or what have you, and then it's right there at the right height you need, so you can quietly drop your, in my case, left hand down, push the arrow up slightly off the foam that is capturing the broadhead lightly, and then push it up and then slide it down, and then you're ready to knock that. We have a product called the Hunter's Friend. It's a Montegear product that works great for bow hunting. It works good for rifle hunting. Works awesome for bow hunting, though. And what it allows you to do is to strap this to the tree, and it basically sticks an arm out from the tree, an aluminum, ultra-lightweight arm. And that arm supports your bow. It also supports my binoculars. And the other thing is the strap for the quiet quiver. So now I've kind of got everything I need right there at arm's reach, but I'm not having to hold on to that bow for 4 hours, which I get tired of doing that after a while. And so the quiet quiver works really well with the Montegear Hunter's Friend. And then the other place it works really well too is that after I got came out of the tree stand, I decided to do a tour of the property and just see what I flushed. And so I had the quiet quiver strap over my shoulder, kind of messenger bag style, cross style. And that works fairly well once you get the length of the strap adjusted right. So that way I can move easily. It's really not in the way of shooting my bow. And so overall that worked pretty good. The downsides I see are that it's one more piece of stuff to manage, in, you know, moving in and out. It manages easily on the tree stand. I was really happy about how it's not a pain when you're in the tree stand to manage. Now, of course, that's going to vary too, depending on the size of your tree stand, how you set up your tree stand. There's a lot of things that could impact that, but like I said, using the Hunter's Friend, getting in and out, I really didn't have any problems. So I was pretty happy with that. So, and this wasn't a product we designed. This was a product from a gentleman that we were introduced to up in the mountains. And he's a longbow hunter. And so the few minutes I spent with the product when we met up at Troublesome Gap, take delivery of the first batch, it seemed good, but I wanted to test that out, you know, of course, in real conditions. So overall, I think that for this to be an effective product, just like with any piece of equipment you're going to use for hunting, spend a few minutes before you get on the trail, before you get in the stand, and work out, you know, how you're going to carry it, how you're going to use it, practice with it. And especially just because, like I said, if you mix a hunting pack with this, you want to make sure that you can don the hunting pack and the quiver easily and doff it, or take it on, put it on and take it off, so that you're not fighting that, you know, in the dark. And then the other thing too is think about how this works with your tree stand. You know, where do you put your gear and how's that going to fit into that? I think overall though, I was pretty pleased. I'm pretty happy. Some notes, the one that holds 12 arrows, I carried 6 in it. If you could put 12 in there, it's plenty big for 6. We have one that's a 6 arrow one in the batch we got, and that would be fine for 6 or fine for you know, lower number. I think that one thought there is that if you're only going to carry 3 arrows, then get a 6 one. Don't get the 12 one because it's just a little extra bulky. You don't need. If you want to carry more arrows, then you want to carry, say, 6 or more, then the 12 is fine. So I would just throw that out there. It's big enough for the 12 arrow version is big enough for 12, and you might feel like it's a little too big for if you're only going to carry 3. But at the same time, I think you could the 6 one you can fit 6 in. So just a note for sizing. We also do have a left-handed one that you can get, and if you needed a special one, we can special order that. So that's there's so much hand content that goes into these that doing a special order is not really a big deal. They're all made one by one anyway, and there's so much labor that goes into it. It's not a big deal. It is quiet. It definitely lives up to that name. There's not a lot of noise. The only noise that you can have off this one is unsnapping it and snapping the snaps for the strap. And that can be, those, you know, nylon snaps can be a little noisy. So I think that's a negative. But any strap you've got that if you want to unsnap it in the field, it's just going to, there's going to be some noise. Other than that, it's extremely quiet. You may want to, when you place your arrows in there, spread them out. I just kind of slid 6 arrows in a bunch. And there was a little bit of noise when the shafts hit each other. But I only saw that noise when I was messing with the arrows. And, you know, and I'm in the tree stand and I'm, like, for example, I'm pulling an arrow out. One time there was a little bit of noise. And like I said, because I really didn't put any time into placing the arrows carefully, I think one of the things next time I'll do is I'll take the 20 seconds and just kind of spread those out. There's a foam, a very robust foam, that the broadhead sinks down into, and just spread those broadheads out so that they don't touch. Like I said, I was a little sloppy about that, and that caused a little bit of noise in the tree stand. But overall, it's pretty doggone quiet, especially when you're moving through the woods. It's soft. And if you spread those arrows out, you're just not going to have any noise come off of that. And the other thing, too, is you may want to consider is if you're going to attach this to, like, your hunter's friend, and you've shortened the strap, then you don't need to unsnap it. If you want to snap it to something else, you may want to consider leaving a carabiner on your tree stand and then dropping that into the tree, like, for example, on your belt, your tree belt. I'll leave a rope, static line, and a tree belt. I'll put it up first of the season, and every time I go, it's already there. It's not something I have to carry, and I can snap in and go up the tree stand safely and come out of the tree stand. So I'll leave a carabiner up there. So another option, of course, is to take the strap that goes around your across your body and just drop that onto the carabiner, which is a little quieter than unsnapping. So there again, that's a matter, too, of, you know, you working out how your gear's going to interact and how you're going to use it, and a little training and a little practice, and all's good. So that's kind of my review on the way back. I did not get a deer today. I did not take a deer. I saw 3 nice ones in the, never had a shot, so no deer, but that's all right. It's always a learning experience. In this case, now I've got a much better idea of some of the pattern that they're following as they're moving. Unfortunately, I got to watch them follow that pattern as they left. But fortunately, though, it was a nice day hunting. If we got something every time out, then it'd be a boring sport. It's a nice activity. It's nice to get out. I appreciate Al letting me use this place. I hope that this helps you, not only with thinking about, you know, the quiet quiver and where that's something you want to own or give as a gift, but also too gives you insight into, you know, some of my hunting experiences, which I enjoy getting out. There are people that are much better hunters than I am, but I definitely enjoy it. And occasionally I'll harvest a deer, catch fish, but in the meantime, pretty happy. Good day. And it's a beautiful day, especially for late October. I'm hoping this weather doesn't get too nasty before my trip to the mountains. It's last couple years. Last year it wasn't too bad, and the year before last it was just cold. When you roll out of that tent at 7 degrees, 9 degrees, that's just cold. But there again, it was beautiful. It's quiet. You could hear the deer walking towards you for, it felt like a mile. Unfortunately, they could probably hear me for felt like a mile. But see what happens in a few weeks, and I'll try to send you some pictures, and we'll kind of go from there. Thanks, and have a great weekend, and enjoy your next hunting trip. And if you're looking for a present for your hunter boyfriend or husband or brother or or sister or wife that hunts, there's a lot of women that enjoy hunting. So if you need something to as a present for them, then I would encourage you to check out some of our Montegear products. They're pretty cool. It's not something you're going to see everywhere you go. We only make a few, and have a good time making them. So it's a little different approach. Made in America, and we make products pretty much the way we want to make them. A lot of times the way I want to make them, but I get a lot of input from the community too, so it's really not an I, it's a we. And so we end up with products that are different, that are tough, that are rugged, and that you can be proud to give as a gift or give to. Maybe one day you'll give it to your grandkids or your kids when they take up hunting. So we try to make heirloom quality products for our outdoor gear that you can feel good about, that you're going to give as an heirloom. That, you know, the Quiet Quiver, it's a soft case. We'll see how that wears over time. If you take good care of it, it should last a lifetime. It's built to. And the Hunter's Friend, that will, you know, that's aluminum and stainless steel. If you don't bend it or do something crazy with it, then that should last multiple lifetimes. So this is Monty Rowland. I am signing off, and I'm going to go put up my gear and see what my wife's fixed to eat. So thanks for listening. Have a great day.